Good afternoon. A storm system continues to head in our direction from the Great Lakes. Out ahead of this system, a strong southerly wind flow is pushing temperatures well into the 50s across the area, with some spots even reaching into the lower 60s. The moisture is also building in the air, and scattered showers will become more numerous as we go through the afternoon, eventually turning into a steadier rain as a cool front approaches from the west. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere accompanying this front may even produce some heavier rain as we get into the latter part of the afternoon and through the evening drive, with rumbles of thunder not out of the question. As we get into the night tonight, the steady rain will wind down. Still the risk of a few rain and snow showers overnight as temperatures cool off into the 30s. A brisk northwesterly wind flow tomorrow will keep it in the 40s for afternoon highs. Leftover moisture will be wrung out in the form of a few passing rain and snow showers. Another wave of low pressure will work its way through the Great Lakes south toward the New Jersey coast during the day on Saturday. This one will intensify quickly off the Jersey coast and move northeast east of Cape Cod during the day, but it does have the potential to draw in some moisture in the form of rain and or snow, mainly south of I-90 to open up the weekend. Either way, it'll be windy and cold with highs only in the 30s to around 40. Mostly sunny skies with high pressure returning on Sunday, but it will be breezy and cold for this time of year with highs staying in the 30s before the next system draws in milder air with highs in the 50s, although with the chance for showers on Monday. Behind that system, back to the 40s on Tuesday and Wednesday as we get into the middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that low pressure system will move across the eastern U.S. today, bringing rain and some areas of thunderstorms to much of the East Coast. Some of the storms could be strong to severe, especially along coastal sections of North Carolina and Virginia. Heavy rain will be possible across portions of New England, where 1 to 2 inches of rain will be fairly widespread. Flood watches have been issued for portions of Maine, where 2 to 3 inches of rain are possible for some areas. Additionally, the strengthening low may produce wind gusts of 60 miles per hour or more across portions of down east Maine later today and tonight, and especially across the outer islands and the higher terrain. Meanwhile, in the west, moisture will gradually increase today as an upper-level low spins over the eastern Pacific Ocean. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon into tonight across portions of the southwest, but severe weather is not expected. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 4 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers and a thunderstorm possible in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers, highs in the lower 50s, but 40s by the end of the day. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 87, set in 2010 and in 1991. And the record low, 13, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:29 p.m. 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers and a steadier rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers and a steadier rain this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the middle to upper 50s. More rain tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy skies, breezy with showers and a steadier rain this afternoon, perhaps a rumble of thunder with highs in the lower to mid 50s. More scattered rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers today and a steadier rain later this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-50s. More showers around tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. We'll have lots of clouds, breezy today with showers likely, and a steadier rain this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the middle 50s. More showers tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder, passing rain and snow showers in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold Saturday in the 30s to around 40, a chance for some light snow south of I-90. Mostly sunny, but breezy and cold Sunday in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder Monday back into the 50s, though a chance of rain showers. Rain showers likely in the 40s Tuesday, and in the 40s with a return to sunshine on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.